I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Coffee Break Conversations, Season 1, Episode 6. Hello and welcome back to Coffee Break Conversations. I'm Mark, the founder of Coffee Break Languages. Last week we heard the story of Yevgeny, a Coffee Break Spanish learner. And this week we're continuing our Spanish theme as I'm speaking to the one and only Ben Curtis from the Notes in Spanish podcast. I've known Ben for many years, and we actually recorded this conversation some time ago when we first started planning our Coffee Break Conversations project. I'm delighted that this interview is finally seeing the light of day. If you're a Spanish learner, I'm sure you'll have come across the Notes in Spanish podcast. It's produced and presented by Ben and his wife, Marina Diez. Ben's originally from England, but he's lived and worked in Spain for many years. Ben and Marina have built up their library of podcast content over the years and now offer courses for all levels of Spanish learners, with their podcast being downloaded over 40 million times worldwide since they started. In this catch-up with Ben, we hear more about how Notes in Spanish began, the types of courses they offer, and Ben's thoughts on life, learning, and languages. I should perhaps also warn you that during the recording, we were joined by a friendly pigeon who decided he wanted more than just a cameo role in this episode. Everything will make sense when you listen. Let's get started, and I hope you enjoy this interview.
I am delighted to be having a coffee break, or indeed a water break. It's more of a water break today, with Ben from Notes in Spanish. We've known each other for quite some time. I don't know how many years, but...
Since 2006,
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But I thought we're in Madrid, so I thought it would be nice to have a chat with Ben to compare notes in Spanish and to have a chat about coffee breaks and Notes in Spanish. Basically so that our Coffee Break community can find out a little more about Notes in Spanish, and presumably...
And Notes in Spanish people can find out more about Coffee Break.
Indeed. So, obviously, we'll share all the information that you need to know about how to find both of the sites and everything towards the end of the video. But if we can start, Ben, by telling us a little... Well, first of all, where are we today?
We are in the Retiro Park, right in the middle of Madrid. I think it's called Los Jardines del Buen Retiro, the full name.
So posh name, yeah. Sunday name.
Which is like the Central Park or the Hyde Park of Madrid.
Yeah,
sort of the green lungs in the middle of the city.
Indeed, and it's nice and quiet today, which is good. It's not too hot, so all is good. But it's nice to get a little bit of a relaxation in the Retiro Park. So, Ben, tell us a little bit, for our listeners of Coffee Break, tell us a bit about Notes in Spanish. What do you do with Notes in Spanish? What is it all about?
Well, our thing is that we do real conversations in Spanish, meaning that they're not scripted. That we take a subject that we're interested in, like Spanish culture or Spanish food or something to do with the environment or new technology, and we talk about it. My wife Marina is Spanish. She's from Madrid, a madrileña, and we have kind of 10 to 12 minute conversations as completely natural, really, you know, that, as I said, no script.
Yeah.
And because we think it's a great way for people to learn, listening to real conversation.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And are those for advanced learners, or how does it work? Is it for intermediates?
Well, we started off, we've gone backwards, because we started off with advanced, and then people said to us, hey, can you do intermediate? So we went back and did intermediate, and then people said, can you do beginners? So we went all the way down to the beginner level, yeah. where we still maintain a real Spanish conversation in each of the audios, but what we also do is add, you know, por y para, and ser y estar, and we call it inspired beginners, because it's actually kind of, you need to know a tiny bit.
Okay.
You know, a tiny bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we do.
Cool. Now, way back in 2006, Notes in Spanish was actually, I think, the first Spanish podcast on iTunes, yeah?
Yeah. So, I think we just picked Coffee Break to the post.
Yeah, so we started in October 2006, and I think you were a little bit earlier than
January, February. Yeah,
so the very first Spanish podcast on iTunes.
But still, I think we are the godfathers of Spanish podcasting. Well, Los Padrinos.
Los Padrinos. Indeed. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've always been in touch with Ben and Marina and sort of kept in touch and found out how things are going over the course of the past, what, 11, almost 12 years now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we did it the other way around. We started with beginners.
So tell me about Coffee Break.
Yeah.
So that our listeners know about you.
Absolutely. We started with beginners right back at the beginning in 2006, and then over time we added in intermediate content and advanced content. And ultimately, it's very similar in the sense of short form podcasts and audio content. But what we do is basically base everything around the idea of everyone's got times in the day when you might be doing something else, like having a coffee or driving to work or at the gym or whatever it happens to be. And those times can be used for something useful, like learning Spanish.
Yeah.
So that's ultimately what we do. We provide coffee break style lessons where normally it's in the beginner's courses, it's a teacher, me, and a learner, Cara. And Cara is learning as I teach her. So basically those lessons are there are 40 lessons in each season. And so we've got a season one, season two with Cara. And then we move on to a more intermediate level in our third season. And that's conversations similar to what you and Marina do. And then with season four, that's for advanced learners. And that's more like a story. So you're following a story over the course of the 40 lessons. And in that story, there just so happens to be lots of interesting idiomatic expressions and complex grammar points just by chance. So yeah, that's what we do, and we also have other content that fits in between the different seasons as well.
And Mark will also teach you everything from Mandarin to German to Italian and Catalan
as well. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So we
have you done Basque?
Not yet. That's next. We've done Gallego.
Wow.
We've done Catalan. We've not done Basque yet, but yes, that will come someday. But yes, so we also have other coffee breaks languages. We've got coffee break French, Italian, German, and Mandarin at the moment.
Yeah.
And who knows what else in the future. But we also have a very short course, our kind of espresso course, if you like, our one-minute languages course. And I can't quite remember when we did that. We added that in 2008 or something like that. We introduced Catalan, one-minute Catalan. And yeah, we'll be adding more. We've actually got 35 languages now for one-minute languages, from Arabic to Zulu.
Wow.
So it's all good. So
if you want to add a bit of Zulu to your Spanish, then...
Well, indeed, a few click sounds in your Spanish, who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we provide a whole range of materials to help you take your next step with learning a language. We offer free podcasts in a range of languages, and also full online courses with video materials, lesson notes, and more to help you make faster progress. Just search for Coffee Break Languages or visit coffeebreakacademy.com.
So, Ben, is there anything in particular that surprises you, perhaps, in the feedback that you get from listeners?
There's one thing that surprised me often is that people say that they like it when I make mistakes. I mean, I don't like it when I make mistakes, especially when I'm being recorded. But despite having lived here for nearly 20 years, occasionally I make mistakes. And my wife is right there to jump on them. and
I better not see anything.
So she'll say, we might be in the middle of an audio, and I'll say, you know, it might just be that I've got a masculine feminine wrong or a verb ending, and she'll immediately say it how I should have said it, and I'll, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
and amazingly, people write in often saying, we love it when Ben makes mistakes, because they're the same mistakes that we make as foreign language learners. And recently, in fact, we've just done another advanced series, and one person, who I'm not convinced by this, but he wrote in saying, it's not the same as it used to be, your Spanish is too good, you're not making enough mistakes.
Well, that's
sorry.
A good news, yeah.
Well, a good news.
A good complaint.
So, yeah. But you know, for me, making mistakes is about the most important thing you can do as a language learner.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't make mistakes and you don't get corrected, then, you know, it means you're probably not prepared to free yourself up enough, you know.
Absolutely.
How about you? Have you had the same feedback? Any other strange listener feedback?
Yeah, well, we have had similar feedback with the mistakes thing. I think that's, for me, it's absolutely vital to make mistakes. There's an expression, I don't know whether there's a Spanish equivalent, but there's an expression in Italian, sbagliando si impara, by making mistakes you learn. And it's only by making mistakes that you actually do learn. It's always useful if you've got a helpful native speaker around to help you with that. That's the ideal scenario when you've got a native speaker around. But yeah, I think for me, one of the things that that pleases me about some of the things that our listeners say is that we very much have this this idea that I don't think it's always necessary to work towards fluency.
Mm.
Lots of people would love to be fluent in a language. Yeah. Now, I don't see myself as fluent in Spanish. Do you feel yourself as fluent speaking of Spanish?
I think so, but I should, because I live here and I use Spanish all day, every day, and I have to open bank accounts in Spanish and do the accounting in Spanish,
and
talk to the plumber in Spanish, and my in-laws are Spanish, and so that was probably the biggest...
that certainly makes sense.
So, yeah, I'm pretty fluent, I think. But I agree with you completely that, you know, what we want is for people to be able to communicate with each other.
Okay, so just to explain exactly what's happened here, and this, I'm hoping this is good luck, but there's a bird above us who has just, landed on me.
Graced my forehead just here.
Oh dear, is it all gone?
All gone, yeah.
All gone. This is live. This really is. We're not editing this out. And I really wish the bird would depart.
There's actually a pigeon and a sparrow sitting right above you just to improve your chances.
Okay. Right. So I think we'll need to think of a good title for this episode. The one in which Mark... Yeah, anyway.
There's lots of very unsuitable Spanish expressions that involve a certain verb that
I can think of the verb that we're meaning here. What were we talking about there before it was so rudely interrupted, and I'm very concerned that it's going to happen again?
Being, whether you need to be fluent
or not. Yeah, being fluent. I think working towards fluency and having that aim of being fluent at some point is great, obviously. Mm. But I believe that it's not necessary for everyone to be fluent. I don't think it you need to be fluent. You need to be able to do what you need to do in the language that you're learning. And if fluency is your goal, fantastic. But it's certainly something that you can get a hugely beneficial experience out of just living the language and using the language and making the mistakes and getting things wrong.
Yeah. I had an example the other day, a different language, but I was in Madrid with some British people. And one of them had grown up in Afghanistan, and he spoke various Asian languages, British perfectly, English perfectly, was learning Spanish. And we went to an Indian restaurant. I think I've just got a little gift from the bird as well. fly away.
We'll not forget this video.
We'll not forget this one. No.
Sorry, Afghanistan.
So it's a bit of a tangent. We went to an Indian restaurant in Madrid with a bunch of British people, and the British guy who'd grown up in Afghanistan started talking Hindi to the Indian waiter. It's a complete mix of languages.
Yeah.
But he had learned, and so he was having this fluent conversation, or not, just good conversation, and we were all amazed, you know, where did this come from? Yeah. And he explained to us when the waiter had gone that he'd picked up his Hindi from watching films, films, just, you know, simply, which was amazing enough. But afterwards, the waiter treated us so well, and we got three lassis at the end of the meal, lassis, and it made me think it's so important to learn enough to be able to do something like and I thought I should write this in an email to our listeners, you know, because for me that's what's important. You don't have to be fluent, you don't have to be able to discuss politics, but if you can go to a country and to speak to people from there in their own language, it's just a beautiful thing, basically.
Totally agree. Ben, how would our listeners find out more about Notes in Spanish and access your huge library of content?
Just go to notesinspanish.com. And how would our lot find out about Coffee Break Spanish?
Well, guess what? Coffeebreakspanish.com or indeed coffeebreaklanguages.com is probably the best place to go, because that will take you to the overall website where you'll find everything that you need to know.
And I think it's great to have a couple of resources when you're learning Spanish. Why not?
Yeah. And lots of our listeners keep saying, oh, well, we've finished season three or we finished season four. What do we do next? So. Yeah.
Yep. And vice versa. And listen to Coffee Break.
Thank you very much indeed for this Coffee Break. Thank you to our extra guests.
To our collaborators in the trees. Yeah, we're off to the dry cleaners now.
Yeah, indeed. We hope you've enjoyed this. Of course, if there are any questions or any comments, please do post them. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Give my very best wishes to Marina. And we'll be back again soon with more. Muchas gracias. Hasta la próxima.
Hasta luego.
It was so nice to have the opportunity to catch up with Ben while recording in Madrid. I think one of the key points that Ben brought up was the whole idea of making mistakes and how important it is when learning a language. As we've said many times before, it's only by making mistakes that you learn. And I think that as learners, we can often be put off trying to speak for fear of making a mistake. Something else Ben mentioned which resonated with me was the story he told about his table being treated particularly well at a restaurant because one of their party spoke some Hindi to the waiter. This is a clear example of the fact that a little language can get you a long way. As we said in the podcast, to find out more about Notes in Spanish and Ben and Marina, you can head to notesinspanish.com and we'll include this link in the show notes. You can also watch a video version of this interview, and that's available over on our YouTube channel. Just search for Coffee Break Languages on YouTube and you'll see the interview there. And of course, you'll also see the full version of exactly what happened with our friendly pigeon. Okay, we'll leave it there. Once again, thank you very much to Ben for taking part in this interview. Espero que nos volvamos a ver muy pronto. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.